Good evening and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. ¿Cómo estamos, amigos? ¿Cómo estamos? Este es Aurea Ortiz de Charla Comunitaria y estoy hoy con dos personas de nuestro pueblo de Bethlehem y también de Allentown, porque ellos son de Lehigh Valley y nosotros somos de todos lados. Y hoy vamos a tener el privilegio de saber los detalles de la parada nuestra puertorriqueña, que se celebra todos los años en Allentown, Pensilvania. Nuestra amiga Flor Vélez y su esposo Robert Vélez están aquí conmigo. Pero antes de nosotros entrar de lleno en lo que es la parada puertorriqueña, nosotros tenemos siempre, los puertorriqueños tenemos añoranzas y tenemos anécdotas que decimos siempre y siempre nos conectamos con Puerto Rico. Robert es, bueno, un chico de Jersey City. Y entonces, como ustedes saben, algunas veces cuando vamos por primera vez a Puerto Rico y estamos aquí, nunca hemos ido, ¿verdad? Somos puertorriqueños, pero hay muchos que somos puertorriqueños y no hemos ido a Puerto Rico y es un privilegio ir a Puerto Rico. Pues Robert, yo quisiera que él nos diera alguna anécdota de la vida de él allá en Puerto Rico para que ustedes entiendan que nuestra cultura es tan fuerte que no importa dónde nosotros hayamos nacido, puertorriqueños somos siempre. Robert, ¿qué tú puedes decir? ¿Qué tú nos puedes contar de esas experiencias que tú tuviste allá en Puerto Rico? Now, Robert is a Jersey City guy, right, Robert?
Yes.
And he was raised there, and he's Puerto Rican too, you know, family Puerto Rican. And one of the great things about Puerto Ricans is that we have wonderful stories and wonderful memories. So Robert is going to give us, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the Parada Puertorriqueña, Puerto Rican Parade, that is going to be taking place on August 3rd, right? And it's going to be in Allentown, Pennsylvania. But before, we wanted to get some stories from Robert from his experience in Puerto Rico. Robert, take the mic.
Hi, Aria, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to be on your station. My name is Robert Velez from the Puerto Rican Culture Preservation. Born and raised in Jersey City, and then I came to Lehigh Valley and then made it my home. But before that, I always wanted to go to Puerto Rico, you know what I mean? And then what happened was, at the age of 15, my parents, they gave me a gift for graduation, so I went to Puerto Rico. I wanted to do everything like my grandfather, because my cousins, my primos, they used to come over to the house and tell me stuff that they did in Puerto Rico, and I wanted to do it all. I wanted to do everything that my grandfather wanted to do. So we used to take out the cows to the pastures. So then, you know, here's my cousin, you know, he knows what he's doing, my grandfather, and say, I want to help out. So I stick my hand in there, right? So he says, yeah, all you got to do is guide the cows right into the truck. And then, you know, when you take them out of the pasture, and then you just guide them, and then you twist it till just a little bit. You're not going to hurt them. You're just going to, so they could just go up the ramp. Jesus, I did that with a novillo. That's a calf. And then all of a sudden, that calf took a detour. It didn't go up the truck. It went the other way, and I'm running with it, you know, because I got my hand on his tail, right? So I'm running with it. And then all of a sudden, my cousin says, let him go, let him go.
But that's not a cow.
Yeah, that was a cow, thank God. A cow probably would have kicked me or something. I don't know. But that was my experience in Puerto Rico. Es lo que me pasó ahí, que cuando yo cogí el novillo, lo llevaba pa comer en la grama, el pasture. Entonces, después, mi abuelo lo llevaba en el tro, entonces lo recogía. Pues cuando lo estaban recogiendo, pues entonces ellos le torcían el rabo para que cogiera la rampa, right? Y cuando yo cogí el novillito y lo directo así, y cuando tuerzo la de eso, me coge un detour y ahí yo sigo cogiendo con el novillo. Con el rabo, aguantando el rabo.
Did you ever get to kind of like milk a cow at all? Or
yeah.
Because that wasn't a cow.
Yeah. I milked a cow, ordeñé una vaca. Sí, eso mi abuelo me enseñó cómo usar el machete, cómo talar like, oh my God.
So how was a Jersey boy raised felt at that time, like doing all of those stuff? Like, and I'm running wild over that farm there.
I went to a mango tree, and then, so I love mangoes. So when I went to a mango tree, I went like that. Mangoes! Oh my God! I sat like the whole afternoon. Yo estaba pichado de mangoes.
Yeah,
I was eating. I was just picking them up, comiendo mango ahí abajo del palo. Hey, es lo más rico. Pero chacha, yo creía que yo estaba en el cielo. Ya yo dije así que me morí
comiendo. He said, I could die now. I ate a whole mango tree.
Yes.
I came to Puerto Rico to eat a whole mango tree.
Yeah.
And touch the rabo del novillo.
Yeah, and twist the tail of the novillo.
The cow tail thinking was a cow.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. But it was so funny. I mean, you know, my story all goes endless. I mean, I had a tremendous time in Puerto Rico. You know, I'm the guy with the white sneakers, white Converses, and I went to feed the pigs and the chickens, you know. It's like when my grandmother told me.
Everybody should wear white Converse to feed the pigs and everything. Especially in the mud. Yes.
Yeah, my grandmother says, go feed the pigs. And I said, but grandma, I got white sneakers. Vete a darle comida a los cerdos. Y yo dije, pero abuela, tengo sneakers blancos. Vete a darle comida.
And one of the things is we listen to our grandparents, you know, because
yes.
Our grandparents were authority there, you know. If we have our white, beautiful, expensive sneakers, you couldn't say no to grandma. Right?
No, there's no way I was going to say no to my grandmother. But
so your experiences there, like, you know, that was kind of your first experiences when you went from Jersey over there to Puerto Rico, and you saw that beautiful canvas, that beautiful.
Beautiful.
And you say, boy, I feel like the free at last.
Yeah. It's like, you know, at the age of 15, I wanted to do everything like my grandparents on the way I was hearing stories out here. So when I finally got to go there, I'm really fortunate that I did it. When my grandmother, grandfather, whatever they did, you know, I stood there with them. And then, of course, you know, I went out with my cousins and stuff.
Your cousin was the bad influences. Okay.
Yeah. one time I went horseback riding because my grandfather had a lot of horses.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden we would go La Número Dos and we cross over and then we go into a river. I think it's called the Sevaco River. Or something like that. So then I go there, and the horse, you know, like we rode this horse, you know what I mean? So when you rode it, he started lying down in the river. And I was like, I jumped off, and I'm holding the reins, and I'm saying to my cousin, yo, Junior, what's happening? What's happening with the horse? I was nervous because my grandfather, he really protected his horse. And then he says, nothing. He just wants to take a bath or something. Just get on it. And then when I got on it, then he got off. And then I didn't know what to do. I just held the reins to make sure this thing didn't run. You know what I mean? With these horses. But.
So, like, you wanted to be part of, like, you know, coming from the States back. Because many Puerto Ricans say, oh, I want to feel experience. The Puerto Rican experience, you know. And they're from Jersey, they're from New York, they're from other areas of the United States. And they say, you know, but you're Puerto Rican anywhere you are at. You know, you're just that. Now, when you go to Puerto Rico and then you mention all the stories, you then understand, you know, life in Puerto Rico is a little more tougher, you know. And then you have to wake up with the gallinas and all
the
that
roosters.
Stuff.
Yeah,
the roosters and everything.
Gallos.
Yes. Yeah. And the first time that I went to, like, you know, my
with
mother.
The coquís?
Yes,
at
the coquís.
Oh,
you
yes.
have to. Oh, my goodness.
All night.
Oh, yes.
They could turn you a little crazy. Coquís. Is okay. And the crickets, too, you know.
Crickets.
A lot of crickets.
Yeah, it's like a symphony, like the crickets. What the heck? Are they going to go to sleep? But then you get used to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it just becomes part of the whole.
You don't hear them anymore after a while. It's like then when you sit down and you say, wait a minute, I didn't hear no coquila. It's because you were used to it already.
But it was exciting for you to go back and see your grandparents. You know, because one of the greatest things that we have is that we family people that we enjoy being with the family. My husband has 15 brothers and sisters. I say, whoa, they didn't have any TV there. And there's three bellies of twins. So his twin to a girl. He says that he understands women because he was born with a girl. I don't know. But anyway, the thing is, when one of my kids had a birthday, I couldn't buy anyone else. No. There was like almost 600 people coming in, like my cousin Peter. I said, what the heck? And then they went and got pigs, and then they just, you know, they put in the baritas, and everything was from the farm. You know, they take, that was the supermarket. Okay, go get me some of those things over there in that tree. And that was the wonderful feeling that we got from living in a farm life. Patillas, Puerto Rico, is farm line. So that's why we really enjoy that part of it. So I'm really, where are you from?
Well, born and raised in Jersey City,
but in the pueblo in Puerto Rico, what from your
Vega,
parents?
Vega Baja.
Vega Baja.
Vega Baja and Caguas.
Vega Baja and Caguas, two beautiful places.
Yeah.
But thank you. So, thank you for sharing it. Because right now, because we are going to be enjoying the Puerto Rican parade, we have to kind of get into the Puerto Rican suit and here and try to understand, you know, why are we so loud? Why are we like so mute? Oh, about music. Did your grandfather do some music?
I'm going to tell you, the first time I went to a paranda, because then now I go off and now, you know what I mean? I went to a paranda and I saw this friend of mine, and he comes out with this big thing, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And it's a pandero.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's hitting this thing.
Like those big tambourines. Yeah,
big hand drums, they call them. So then, cuando yo vi un pandero, I fell in love with it. Yo dije, no, I got to get me one of those. Pero tú sabes, you fade out a little bit, but now back at the culture. And then when you find out, you know, the history and everything about the pandero.
La bomba, la plena.
Oh, Jesus. I even fell more in love with Puerto Rico. So.
Bad Bunny's bringing that over.
With
a bomb and a plan to young people, which I think, you know, regardless of if I hear his music or not or whatever, but I do think it's a wonderful thing that he's bringing back some of our cultural backgrounds for young people to understand, and he is focusing on that, which is wonderful. Like the bomba, la plena,
especially the plena, because the bomba is all over the place, but the plena was like a little less than people hear less the plena.
The plena,
but when Bad Bunny come in, that was like a bomb. Going to like a international, anybody?
Yes, everybody wanted in the hat, the jíbaro hat.
Yes, yeah.
I want a jíbaro hat, and I thank my Bunny for that. I mean, we have to be thankful as Puerto Ricans for bringing that, regardless if we had those, you know. But he brought something that to the young people to understand.
Definitely, yes.
So we have to be thankful for that.
Yes. No, it's one thing about in my house, we always spoke Spanish. Siempre hablamos español, ¿entiendes? Entonces, mi mamá y papá son de Puerto Rico. Entonces, mi abuela, yo iba a casa de mi abuela, que había una abuela que vivía acá también, Jersey City. Entonces, yo iba allá. Ella le gustaba darse su cervecita. She's like, you have a little beer, right? Yeah. So then after she put on the music because they like to hear the music. Then after that, I would be like, she would put the music on. And then she, you know, she had like these old skirts, you know, real big long skirts. So she just swayed back and forth. I remember my grandmother a lot. But then what happened was that when she used to, like, dance, she would say, come, Robert, dance with me. And I'm like, oh, come on, Grandma, put some English music. I want to dance some English music. And she's like, no, we're going to dance to Spanish music. And thank God for that. And she started showing me dancing and stuff like that. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All these memories, all these wonderful things. We're going to be back. Thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz.
WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith.
Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John on the blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Step into the antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY for 30 years.
You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. We're back. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and we are here celebrating with Flor and Robert and that wonderful event that's going to take place on August 3rd, La Parada Puertorriqueña. And Flor and Robert took us to Puerto Rico in his journey to understand yes. and to know more about Puerto Rico. And now Flor is going to take us to La Parada Puertorriqueña, many other things that they're working on. Flor. Take it from here.
Thank you, Aria, Aurea, por tenernos aquí, ¿verdad? Thank you so much for having us in your station. So, okay, we are going to start it with the parada. Parada is going to be on August 3rd. Vamos a invitar a todo el mundo. Estamos invitando a todo el mundo.
Agosto
3. Vamos a estar en agosto 3. En la parada, festival e izamiento de la bandera. Son tres eventos que vamos a estar haciendo el mismo día.
¿Horarios?
El izamiento de la bandera va a ser a las 11. La parada comienza sharp a las 12 del día. Y el festival comienza a la 1. En la parada vamos a tener sorpresa. Porque nos viene la reina del carnaval de Patilla. Viene representando a Patilla.
We're going to have a queen on the parade. We're yes. going to have a, from Patillas.
Así que vamos a tener a Sonielis Marie Montañez Flores. Así que ella va a estar representando la isla en esos momentos en nuestra parada. Estamos bien orgullosos y estamos ansiosos porque llegue. Así que también vamos entonces en el festival. Vamos a tener a Cristian Alicea. Un cantante salsero joven que está haciendo el boom en el mundo internacional. Así que qué bueno traerlos ahora porque después no lo vamos a coger cuando esté muy famoso.
So we're going to have music. Cristian Alicea is going to be salsa music.
Salsa music. Vamos a tener a Oscarito. Ex integrante de Grupo Manía, que todo el mundo lo conoce. Porque qué loco. Así que lo vamos a tener también en el festival. Adicional a eso, vamos a tener bandas locales. Y cantantes.
So there's going to be a lot of music, a lot of food.
Sí, definitivamente vamos a tener música, vamos a tener entretenimiento para los niños, vamos a tener
Kids entertainment
sí,
as well.
Sí, okay. Definitivo. Así que vamos entonces a estar ahí, vamos a estar así, pues ya tú sabes, celebrando el día puertorriqueño, así como pues vamos a estar gozándolo como Robert se gozó el viaje a Puerto Rico, que es bien bonito porque regularmente cuando escucho las historias de las personas que nacen aquí y van a Puerto Rico, realmente hacen esa conexión.
Making a connection with Puerto Rico.
Make connection with the island, with people of the island, they know. How people is in Puerto Rico. So that's something is different of the person that they are born and raising here. Hay un calor, un amor, hay una unión entre toda la familia. Yo te puedo decir, mis vecinas, las hijas de mi vecina me decían tía, mm-hmm. Titi, yeah. Y yo sí la reconocía como mi sobrina también.
Y la vecina Cuca siempre te estaba velando a ver dónde tú te metías, ¿oíste?
Sí, siempre hay una. Siempre hay una que está pendiente de todo lo que pasa en el barrio. Así que si uno se quiere saber qué pasa en el barrio, siéntate un ratito con ella para que tú veas que te pone el día. Y exacto. Y sabe la vida de uno completa. Pero sí, la vida de Puerto Rico es bien linda. La vida aquí también. Yo he conocido tanta gente hispana, tía Aurea. Puertorriqueña, yo nací, me crié en Puerto Rico, yo estoy aquí hace 14 años, así que la historia mía también es que cuando yo llegué, ¿saben? No veía puertorriqueños en el área de Allentown, no sentía nada, yo decía, aquí no hay puertorriqueños, y realmente era la población mayor de latinos, pero son cosas que le pasan a uno y que pues hacen que uno pues se integre al lugar donde uno llega. Y donde uno llega, pues uno tiene que hacer la diferencia y por eso estoy aquí.
Y tenemos que unirnos. Esta parada puertorriqueña, todos los puertorriqueños tenemos que apoyarla. This Puerto Rican Parade, all Puerto Ricans, we need to support it. And anything that that Hispanics and Puerto Ricans do, we have to support it. Like, you know, this is our traditions. These are our way of life. And I think by supporting, like, we had the Sabor Fiesta. Mm-hmm. We support that. We have the Puerto Rican Parade. We're going to have the Sister Cities on September 21st.
Yes.
So anything that we say, hey, everybody is invited. Bethlehem is entirely invited because we like to party.
You know what? I learned something. Yes, that Puerto Rican is only one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a big group. It's one.
Mm-hmm.
We are only one. Puerto Rican. Just Puerto Rican. I don't know if si me entienden lo que les quiero decir, pero realmente los puertorriqueños somos uno.
Exacto. No importa si sabes inglés, si sabes español, si sabes francés.
Si sabes un inglés malo como yo, que no, mira, me lo mato, pero es ok. Gracias a Dios he podido lograr con lo poco que sé todo lo que he hecho en el Lehigh Valley para mi gente, definitivamente. Pero sabes que es bien importante esa unión. Es bien importante que no veamos dónde vivimos, sino que sintamos y veamos que el amor realmente es puertorriqueño. O sea, esto es para nosotros, somos puertorriqueños. Yo viva en San Juan, viva en Puerto Rico, viva aquí en Bethlehem, viva en Allentown, Easton, en cualquier lugar. Seguimos siendo puertorriqueños.
Exacto, y apoyarnos unos a otros, por favor.
Definitivamente.
No le cortemos el palo a nadie.
No, por favor, por favor, por
Benito,
favor.
Que nos caemos reventados.
Mira, no. Ustedes no saben lo sacrificado que es esto, ¿verdad? Y ahora estamos haciendo también Sister City of Bethlehem, Patilla Sister City of Bethlehem.
Sí.
Que eso es otro evento que viene. Yo estoy trabajando junto con Aria y el grupo de acá de Bethlehem. Pero yo me siento como si estuviese trabajando en Puerto Rico. Yo no, o sea, no hay distinción para mí entre Bethlehem, Allentown, Easton, whatever. No. Estamos haciéndolo con mucho amor y sabemos que eso va a ser un éxito y lo traemos para Bethlehem. Así que, y felicidades a todos ustedes, ¿verdad? Los patillenses que Bethlehem realmente los eligió a ustedes para hacer su Sister City.
Y no tan solo eso, sino que vamos, esa actividad va a ser para todos los puertorriqueños porque va a ser la parada de todos los pueblos, así que va a ser un junte boricua.
Sí, o sea, bien importante, vamos, ahora que lo estamos mencionando, ¿verdad? Y que esa es parte de mi tarea en este comité, vamos a hacer esa parada de caminantes. Son caminantes, por este año vamos a hacer lo de los caminantes, así que necesitamos pleneros. Mi gente, vamos a necesitar los pleneros para que caminen por las calles. Vamos a tener ya grupos, ¿verdad?, de niños. Uh-huh. Tenemos grupos de escuela. Así que prepare su grupo para que camine en esta parada. Así que, y que pueda ser un éxito para que entonces el año que viene sea mejor.
Exacto. Y no se gloria a nadie más que se gloria al pueblo de Puerto Rico, que es al cual nosotros representamos.
Exacto. Es que aquí, como yo digo, estamos trabajando con amor. Tú sabes, amor para todos. O sea, no es que estamos ni es Flor, ni es Aurea, ni es Sonia.
Ni
es Robert. Es un grupo de puertorriqueños. Ni es James. James Clooney. No, o sea, ¿sabes qué? Estamos trabajando en amor para que esto salga bien.
Uh-huh.
Porque queremos que salga bien, porque queremos que la gente se lo goce, se lo disfrute. Así que recuerden, eso va a ser en septiembre 21.
La parada puertorriqueña
agosto 3 y parada de Sister City en septiembre 21.
Perfecto. ¿Alguna otra cosa que tú tienes ahí que nosotros tengamos que saber?
Pues mira, no, tengo más o menos esto también. Nosotros damos un back to school, que es bien importante, que va a ser en agosto 16. Así que todos los niños que necesiten supplies, vayan hacia allá. Vamos a hacerlo en el Bucky Boy en Allentown. Se da muy bonito. Entonces agosto. Lo hicimos en agosto 16. Agosto 16, de 1 a 3.
Okay.
Así que ahí se da backpack, se dan supplies para todos los niños, inclusive se dan productos de higiene.
Si alguien quiere comunicarse contigo para saber sobre la parada, ¿dónde tienen que comunicarse?
484-619-8852. Y si no, vayan al website que es prculturepreservation.org. Ahí tienen toda la información de todos los eventos que vamos a estar dando en lo que nos queda de año.
No se olviden que tenemos la Bomba and the Beach.
Bomba and the Beach es otro proyecto que tenemos junto con la ciudad. en donde todos los viernes, el tercer viernes de cada mes, damos
Third Friday, Bomba at the Beach.
We have Bomba at the Beach at Cedar Beach Park.
Cedar Beach.
So from 6 to 9. So in there you're going to have our food, you're going to have music, you can dance. We have a big stage for dance.
So, and it's free. It's free.
And yeah. It's free, definitely,
you
yes.
See,
it's free.
You say, oh, where I'm going to go this Friday, that's third Friday of the month, okay? You
yeah.
have a free food, free music, free everything. You can
not
dance.
Not free.
Wait.
Music, hey, no. The food is not free. You are going to have people.
There are going to be food trucks there.
Food
okay.
trucks.
Okay, so take that back. Take that back.
Yeah. Take that back. Please take that back.
Spoil that one. So the food trucks, you got to pay them. Because don't say, I would
no,
say
the food trucks. The bacalaito, you have to pay the bacalaito. You have to pay the bacalaito. Si bacalaito is too expensive now.
Yeah. Bacalao. If you want a bacalaito, you have to pay. Aurea did not say that the food truck is because I'm going to have my food trucks after.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The dates for that is July 18, August 15,
and September 19.
Those are the dates for the Bomba at the Beach.
Es un parque muy bonito, se da bien bueno, bien familiar. Los nenes están jugando en una parte, los papás están disfrutando en otra. Y se da muy bueno, se da yes. bien bonito. El parque es divino con el río. Oh, my God. Es como si yo estuviese en Puerto Rico.
So, you see, you have places to go and music to dance and,
yes.
oh, and food to pay to the food trucks.
To the food trucks.
Before I got to be very
important. And we are selling two beers, right? A little beer, not much.
Yeah,
we are not going to create borrachos, pero sí.
borrachos.
No borrachos. Pero
moderate.
Sí, no.
Moderate there. You got to be moderate. Because it's a family
moderate.
Event, okay?
Family,
so you could get your little beer, baby.
So,
be moderate.
and it's, there's this is very important because, for kids that are not born in Puerto Rico and born out here, they tend to lose out the traditions and the culture. So I believe, as living out here, born out here, we need to carry that, the traditions and cultures. Es bien importante la cultura, la tradición.
Sí, bien importante. Y esta vez, en septiembre, ahora en julio, viene una persona a enseñarle a bailar bomba. Viene con su grupo de baile, así que vaya todo el mundo para allá.
And you're going to come and teach us on that.
Sí,
Cedar Beach.
Viene en Cedar Beach. So vamos a prepararnos para el patillense, cosa de nosotros bailar bomba el día de Sister City. So que todo el mundo sepa.
Free classes of bomba there and for free. And
yes.
That one is for free.
That
okay.
one is for free,
wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. You know, there's so much information out here, and it's wonderful that we are sharing all this information because, you know, our children will learn and understand through our actions. So if we never
yep.
teach them, if we never say, hey, this is the way we are, why we like music, why are we so, you know, out, it's because, you know, every time you hear that drum, dun, 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 you start
yep.
like, your legs
yeah.
start moving, and you start moving, and everything starts moving, and you're like, ooh,
the drum's calling you.
Exactly. So in that way, they start that same feeling. So it's wonderful. And I want to thank WDIY, and as Puerto Ricans, please, this radio station is supporting us in many, many ways. So we also
yes.
want to bless them as well. So
yes.
Puerto
yes.
Ricans, you
Amen.
Know, we have our app. Please download our WDIY app and listen to Charla Comunitaria. Please, if you want to become also a member of WDIY, it's wonderful that we give back the same
yeah.
thing that they're giving us. You know, WDIY has been very, very kind to us in providing this this radio microphone for all of us. So, Flor, do you want to see the telephone number again just because we're just saying goodbye so they know where to get you?
Yes. 484-619-8852.
En español.
484-619-8852.
Gracias, Robert.
Gracias a usted.
Gracias, Flor.
Gracias a ti.
Y gracias, gente. Por favor, acuérdense, apóyenos, ¿ok?
Yeah.
You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audio Cheese.